beginning and open this public hearing. It is Monday, July 21st, 2014, at 6:50. And I'm calling to order this public hearing for ZA 2, 2014 DJF Property Zoning Change. Present this evening are council members Mr. Brown, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Hanem, Mr. Lukey, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Milner, and myself. From administration, the law director, Mrs. Brining, the service director, Mr. Aller, economic development director, Mr. Sanford, chief of police, Chief Rodas, clerk of council, Mrs. Booker, and Mayor Stow. In this public hearing, we will welcome public comment on proposed zoning amendment 2-2014, a request from DJF Properties Limited for a zoning change at Acres and Alexis from R2, Single Family Residential Small Lot District, to B2, General Business District for property located at 5904 West Alexis and 5623 Acres Road. This ordinance, or this zoning amendment was referred to the Planning Commission and discussed at their regular meeting on June 11th, 2014. The Planning Commission approved modifying the zoning from R2 to B2 with a unanimous vote of 5-0. And with that, I would ask Mrs. Brining if there's anything else she thinks needs to be mentioned at this time.
Thank you, Madam President. I don't believe so. The application is here, and I see Mr. Parker, the attorney for the petitioners, is here.
Okay. Thank you very much. So at this time, I would welcome public comment in favor of this zoning amendment change.
Good evening. My name is Jerry Parker. I'm an attorney, and I represent the record owner of the property, DJF Properties. As been stated, this comes to you with the unanimous recommendation of the Planning Commission for approval, as well it should. The sole issue here tonight is whether this one-acre piece, which, by the way, the rezoning is in total compliance with your comprehensive plan. It's one of the basic reasons the Planning Commission recommended approval. This one-acre piece is entitled to commercial zoning. It's entitled to commercial zoning not only because your Planning Commission unanimously said so. It's entitled to rezoning not only because your comprehensive plan dictates that it be so, but it's two neighbors. Kitty Corner is Dave White Chevrolet. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. And across the street is a commercial use. It's been that way for a long time. What we're talking about here today is just this corner. We're not talking about any other property. I will say to you, then, as I said this at the Planning Commission, my client did make overtures to other property owners to see if they were interested in selling. They said they weren't. That's fine. That's their right. Whether this zoning goes any further is within the confines and within the purview of your Planning Commission and you. I don't have to tell you that. Sole issue here is this piece, and this piece, this one-acre piece on the corner, is, as I've indicated, clearly entitled to a commercial zoning as recommended by your Planning Commission. And once again, without being presumptuous, and I'll try to be brief because there's neighbors here that want to speak, it would be basically a derogation of Mr. Finnegan's legal rights to not rezoning when his neighbors have that right. He would be unfair to him not to have commercial zoning. This is no longer a residential corner. Alexis Road and Monroe Street is not a residential corner. So the arguments as to whether other properties to the west are entitled to such a zoning, I'm not arguing that. It's not the issue here tonight. Anything other than this property is not something I want to discuss or really that is needs to be discussed in terms of whether it's zoned commercial or not. As I said, and to be honest, my client did make overtures. The answers were no. And that was the end of the discussion. And with that, unless you have any other questions, I'll sit down. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Do you have a question, Mr. Lukey?
I don't have a question for
Mr. Parker, but I do have a question for the law director. I just need some clarification mm-hmm. in terms of the process. We don't see a site plan here, right? We don't know what this project was going to be unless it was presented mm-hmm. to the Plan Commission, was it?
I don't believe
okay,
so.
Okay, does the council have any additional ability to respond to a specific site plan, or does the rezoning cover everything that we're going to be able to do about this site.
If I can answer that, what was given by Mr. Parker at the Planning Commission meeting was that the usage has not been determined, but he speculated that it would be a small commercial development, and I think you used an example on Central Avenue of a Verizon store and a coffee store, is that correct?
Correct.
But your usage has not been determined, and there has not been a specific development site plan submitted, and it's not a requirement for a zoning change.
Okay.
But that was the example that was given.
Okay, but will that site plan require any approval from council?
No. There will be a site plan review done by the service director to make sure that it meets the zoning and utility requirements of our codes.
Okay.
It is not a special use permit.
Okay, that brings me to sort of a second question then, given the fact this is our one opportunity to ask it. I don't see anything on the maps that I have about curb cuts. Do we have a sense about whether this rezoning would permit a curb cut onto Monroe Street / Alexis Road, or is it simply a curb cut onto
Acres? I'm going to defer to the service director on this one, but I believe there's a state requirement that there can be no curb cut directly onto Alexis, only onto Acres, and the question would be how far north on Acres does it have to be not to have rear-end accidents going north on Acres, but I'd like the service director to have a chance to respond.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Lukey. There would not be any additional, because the way this property sets and its relation to Acres Road, there would not be any additional curb cuts onto Alexis Road. There's just not enough clearance between that Acres Road intersection and what would be an access.
Okay.
The Acres Road access would have to be determined on the site plan. We take into account what the development is on the other side of Acres Road and things like that.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? How far from Alexis Road does that have to be? From the intersection, how far can the first curb cut be allowed?
North of Alexis?
Right.
We would take a look. We would want that to be as north to the north end as possible, with the caveat that in taking a look at the developments on the east side of Acres, sometimes you want driveways to line up. And so that we have to take that into account when we take a look at the access.
Mr. Aller or Mr. Parker, on the map that I have in front of me, there's no identification of where the actual lot lines are to lot one. I'm mindful of the fact that there are two residences that I suspect have addresses on Balfour. Okay, that one of them is a home that looks like it's on Alexis, but it's probably got a Balfour address. Does that house's east lot line abut the property that we're talking about?
I submitted a survey, but I think
don't think we got that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the lot line. And those are not included in the rezoning, correct? Your request. All right.
Just the 1 acre that I submitted.
Got it. And that goes all the way north to Randall, correct?
It's a rectangular piece.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Mary.
Sandy, I don't think you have this. This is a... This is a... You have it now. So you, the aligning those driveways would put it
pretty far back.
Pretty far back.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this zoning amendment? Hearing none, I would ask if there's anyone here that would like to is opposed to this legislation and would like to speak from that perspective. You're invited to please step up to the microphone. We would ask that you begin with your name and your address, please.
Randy Hall, I live at 5682 Belfort. I think it's, you're just going to mess up the area big time, because for one thing, on the other side of where Acres would have got a lot from this, there's a dentist office, there's Taco Bell, you got Dave White on the corner. The traffic alone is going to be insane. So you're going to have to change a lot, you know, to do really anything else. Plus, we're a pretty good community. We've been together for a long time. I've known most of these people my whole life. I don't want a whole bunch of traffic down there. There's a lot of kids down there. You know, I don't know. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak?
Hello, Ben Doherty, 5911 Balfour. When I think of that area as being rezoned as business, I can't help but think of all the other businesses that are currently unoccupied. We have, you know, the former Major Magics. We have, not too far, the Burger King. We have the former Tim Hortons. So we're not starving for businesses in the area or to rebuild. If anything, we can always repurpose these buildings or build anew. But to put a business on that corner, it's just a stepping stone to chip away at one of the older neighborhoods in Sylvania. Like I said, or like, you know, like the last guy said, there's a lot of people in the neighborhood who know how difficult it is to turn. Say you're going east, and to try to turn, make a left-hand turn during rush hour, it's near impossible. You're going to deal with an influx of traffic. Yes, there are speed bumps along Acres, but those can only do so much. I know from experience along Balfour, there is constantly a group of kids that are always playing out there. I see an increase of traffic as a danger to the residents, and I see it as an unnecessary thing that is being put onto the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Doherty.
Hello, my name is Janelle Heller Garcia, and I live at 5643 Balfour Road. I am extremely opposed to the zoning ordinance, and I do understand that it just seems like one little piece of property, and yes, then it wouldn't be residential anymore, but as someone who lives on the street that's backing up, I still feel like my area needs to be residential for not only me, but my family. I do have a younger son, and I live very close to the Alexis Acres intersection there, and he's just starting to be able to go out and play, and he, whoever spoke before me, I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but he is right. There's constant kids just on that street alone. But it's not just Balfour. It's, you know, streets over like Dornell. It's the whole area. And not only is it just on that corner, but it's actually cutting into Acres. And there are people, I think I heard an accident on my way here. So it's already a problem that we have. And even with all the businesses that have died that are in the commercial states there's still enough traffic that it is causing a danger for other drivers, and it is a problem for people with kids there already. So I think that this would just be tacking on. And again, on top of that, I am all for rebuilding the community and keeping it up and keeping it nice. We're not saying don't build your business. We're saying please don't do it here. Do it in an area that you could improve. You don't need to change something to improve it. You can improve, you know, the other areas around. So I like that there are residences, and I like that even though we are so close to Dave White and close to the fast food chains and everything, that corner still says residential, and behind it, it's entirely residential. And I really think that zoning should be more about the letter of the law. I feel like it should also really close off what areas of the community to the residents, because if you move out all the residents, you're not going to have anyone anymore. So that's my
question. Thank you very much.
Good evening. I'm Jean Fackelman. I live at 5714 Delbrook Drive for the last 37 years. I lived 2 years on Acres Road before I moved there. I have raised my children there. I am raising my grandchildren there. On my block alone, we have generations living in the same home that their families and that they were raised in. And it's a tight community. we have tons of kids. Kids who are trying to cross Acres Road to get to McDonald's and Taco Bell. The traffic is dangerous. It's dangerous now for the drivers and all the residents, anyone who's trying to travel that way. And at this point, I would really prefer that our residential community and our family, because we are all family in that area, be left to ourselves. We have many vacant eyesore buildings that could be used for business. As they said, there's Major Magic's, there's Boston Market, there's Burger King, there was a Melting Pot, there's still openings along the Tony Pacos area. There's plenty of other places to put a business. We do not need it put in a residential area where these people pride in their homes, their families, their neighborhood, their community. If they didn't, they wouldn't be here tonight.
My name is Robert Campbell. I live at 5959 Sunrise Circle South. I share the concerns about traffic that have been mentioned by those who spoke before me, but I'd like to add one other thing as well. I've lived in this neighborhood for nearly 18 years, and the three properties on the corner that are being mentioned have all recently gone through renovations. They're all fixed up nice, very attractive properties. It seems to me just to be a shame to get rid of perfectly good, nice properties when there are plenty of other local alternatives for businesses to operate. Thank you. I'm Mike Van Zyl. I live at 5630 Balfour, and I'm one of the properties that abut up against the said properties that we're looking at today. I've been approached, yes, about selling, trying to be manipulated and everything else with it, but basically, you know, I have not refused to sell. I just offered a price that he didn't exactly like at the time, but my house, I love my house. I live in the 1897 farmhouse, which was the original farmhouse for the farm for that area. A lot of significance to it there. A lot of families have lived there over the years since 1897. So it has a lot of significance for a lot of people in the city. I've raised three boys there. Two more in the household to leave yet. Eventually get them out here hopefully soon. They're working. We've got professional students and stuff like that. But my son's getting married this year. We are getting older. You know, we're looking at maybe down the road that we want to sell possibly, for sure. I've lived there for 18 years with the three kids. We have a business in Savannah, too, a martial arts business on Schultz Drive. We've had in, you know, business for 18 years, but we've lived at the house for 23 years. So we're very involved with the community and have put a lot of time in it. However, down the road, maybe I do want to sell. And that's what scares me about selling this is the fact that, am I going to get the value out of my house down the road? You know, I'm going to be up against a retail center. And I think the city has already looked at possibly, your long-range plan, I think, has shown that you want this to be eventually commercial. I think it's been in the past, you know, several times been mentioned in some of the planning guides and that stuff to do. And so if that's the case, I think you ought to look at, I think there was one good study about gateway to Savannah. You want some the city to, when someone comes up to the off expressway, you want it to look like, you know, you've got the nice little triangle island out there, but then all they see is junk retail places that Verizon and those that, they're legitimate businesses, but you want that area to be a showcase. So if it does go commercial, you want that to be a property that showcases Savannah when they come in instead of, you know, another strip mall. We're tearing down a Starlight Plaza. If there was room, there's plenty of businesses there. And as I said, nowhere near Tony Pacos. I stripped, there's several open businesses there. Where the Rite is, there's lots of businesses there. And there's plenty of space to, redevelop those areas if you want additional retail. But this is a gateway to Savannah. And I think to see some residential is an open arms to people when they get off the expressway. So my attitude is, yes,
Yeah, eventually it may go commercial, but you want to look at what they're going to see when they come across that expressway, and they're going to see another strip mall, businesses are going to be in and out. I'll have to deal with the lights, the smells, whoever goes in there, and have to deal with that. But eventually I might want to sell, and if I want to sell, who's going to want to buy a house next to a retail center? Nobody. And the thing is that also I've checked my insurance company, and I feel that he warned me the fact that if I'm next to a commercial property and I'm not commercial, it could affect my insurance rates, or I may not be able to get insurance unless I have to pay commercial rates. So there's all sorts of factors for me. I'm selfish in the fact that, yes, maybe I might want to sell down in the future if the city wants it to be a whole thing. But I think you should look at the whole two blocks there if you're going to look at changing anything, because you want it to be a gateway to Toledo. I mean, it's a Sylvania. So that's what my feelings are, is that you're going to be spoiling it by putting a strip mall in there.
Thank you.
That's my thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, we will have this gentleman's comment be the last comment, as we are running low on time. But I would ask after that, you could step up, sir, if there's questions from council.
My name is Peter Schultz. I own a property at 5820 Cushman. I have for about 6 years. I've only lived there for about 1 year, but when I bought that property 6 years ago, it was foreclosed and needed a lot of renovation. I've done a lot of that work. And I bought that, I'm 29, younger than a lot of people here, but I bought that property, that home, to live there the rest of my life. And I hate to see that we're going to go tear down those three houses, people's homes, to build another place of business when all that area behind Dave White's available. There's plenty of places on this side, 23, that are free. When I bought my house, I was happy to see when that market was there. I was excited about that. But then I saw that one out of business, and I was like, okay, well, what's going to happen here? I was glad to see Dave White buy that and repurpose that building. I was really happy to see that instead of just tearing it down and building some monstrosity. So that's about all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Just before we open the council, by a show of hands, how many people are here tonight that are opposed to this legislation? Thank you very much. Council members, if there are any questions.
Ms. Westphal, I just have another process question. Again, trying to understand how much control council will have in the future. We understand that there may be a Verizon store and a coffee store there. What happens if the developer wants to put a drive-through in the coffee store? Is that, I'll ask Mr. Aller this, I guess, is that permitted? And if so, do we get another site review at that point?
I'm going from memory on the zoning code for B2. I don't believe that a drive-through in and of itself would come back to council. I think the determining factor on the drive-through would be just the site layout. I don't believe that the site lends itself to something of that purpose. The depth of the lot is going to minimize what you would be able to do there. There are some special use concerns, but I don't believe that a drive-through is considered a special use, so that would not come before council.
So be an administrative review.
Could be administrative review. Right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have a question.
Mr. Hanum, you have a question?
Yeah, in terms of this, I feel like I should know this, but this land use plan, I know that this is a primary redevelopment area. Were you able to check the exact dimensions of what we had there? Because it seems to me that the Acres Road frontage is something different than the Balfour Road properties. And did we make a distinction there?
Thank you, Mr. Hanam. I was not able to check the exact measurements for both of those. It was a little difficult for me.
Well, I guess the, you know, I mean, the, and part of my thinking here is Alexis is, I mean, Balfour does not front.
Right.
On Alexis.
Correct.
Unlike this particular corner, which seems to be a significant difference here. The other question that I had that is only tangentially related to the zoning. I know I have an appreciation for the traffic situation that we have there. It exists now. I mean, as we heard today, you know, the traffic is already problematic there. Kevin, do you know if it or and not so much do you know, could you look into the possibility of a left turn light at Acres? You know, an actual arrow that would, one of the complaints that I heard was that a lot of times if you're trying to turn left from Alexis onto Acres, maybe only one car, or in some instances no cars, could get through during certain times of the day. I know we have loading issues, and I'm sure we have lots of loading issues, but I'd be very interested to know going forward, because the traffic situation, regardless of how we act on this, the traffic situation is complicated as it is. So I'd ask if you could look into that and maybe get back to us, and maybe in our August meeting, if that's practical. I know I'm
Thank you.
Asking a lot, but I'd like to know.
Thank you, Mr. Hanam. I do think we've had a lot of input tonight. I think there's a lot for us to take into consideration. I would entertain a motion to have this legislation referred to the Zoning Committee.
I'd second that. Or move.
You move. Is there a second?
May I add one thing? When you talk about that Balfour would be different on its zoning, that's fine and dandy, but you understand you cannot
Excuse me, we're in the middle of a motion, so we need to complete that. We would invite your comment following that. But, so at this point, we're in the middle of a motion. There's a motion on the floor, so I'd ask for your respect and your courtesy while we complete the motion and take the action. Is there a motion to refer? There is a motion to refer this to the Zoning Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to refer this for further discussion, to take into consideration the very meaningful feedback that we've received this evening to the Zoning Committee. And I'd like to ask by a sign of aye for all those who are in favor of that.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mary, can we explain to the citizens what that means in terms of what the committee
has
discussed?
So there's a motion on the table, and the motion has passed, so it will advance to the council meeting tonight for a referral to our Zoning Committee. And that's, we very much value your time here. That's exactly why we have a public hearing, so we can get your input, hear your thoughts. You certainly know your area better than we do, although I will assure you, I believe every single council member has driven over to look at that site, sat in the pediatric dentist's office across the way, and spent time observing the traffic patterns. We take our jobs very seriously, and you mean a lot to us. So what I would say is, thanks to your input tonight, we value that, and it will go to the Zoning Committee for further notice. All of our committee meetings are posted, and so certainly if you've got further discussion, that's something you can reach out to the zoning chair, who is Mr. Hanam, and ask if you would have the opportunity to speak at a committee meeting. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Mr. Lewis?
So that means, in all probability, the committee meeting will take place before our next council meeting. In the summer, we only have one council meeting a month. So this will not come back to full council, at least until our August meeting, which I believe is the third Monday in August. So sometime between now and then, the committee will meet to discuss this. I'm sure the traffic patterns will be a big part of the discussion, and you all are welcome to come to that meeting, and do we notify them, or do we just post them?
I think we should know, we should notify the same folks we notified of this hearing.
Okay, so we'll notify you of that meeting, and, yeah.
There was only two people that were notified, they were the people just...
The immediately adjacent.
We notified each other.
Okay.
No, no, really.
Okay, can we broaden that out?
I'd be perfectly happy if we could, I'd rather avoid the cost of the mailing. Could we get, if you have an email address, I'd be perfectly happy to collect those.
And absolutely, we can put a paper back there and have you sign up, but we do have a list here of the people who were notified, so if you've missed a notification, we're very sorry about that, but in our listing here...
Who's listing?
It's on the website.
And it's always on the website, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, we do have two more public hearings to complete this evening. We thank you for your time. Is there a motion to, no, we don't, so this public hearing will officially adjourn at this point in time, and again...
Can they leave their emails?
We will have you leave your emails, we'll put a piece of paper out, and you can sign your names and your emails so that we can notify those meetings. Thank you very much for your participation.